So whether you've got a huge amount of energy or you're looking to increase your energy, that's what we want to talk about now. There's a lot of different methods in order to increase your energy, and I want to be able to give you some techniques that are going to work for you. One of the things you'll learn as we share this information with you is that I don't believe in absolutes in terms of that this technique is the ultimate, this technique's the best, this technique's the only way. I've trained with enough people to realize that you can get results by using a lot of different methods. So somebody might be having a totally different method than what I'm talking about and get the same results. In some cases, it might be that specific training does get specific results. And when it's something that's more of a specific type of training, I will say to you, okay, this is specifically for this particular thing. And then you'll know that we don't really want to deviate. We're going to focus on that particular technique. But if we want to build up the energy system, there's a couple ways that we're going to do it. And again, I'm not going to go into great detail on some of these areas because I'm going to leave it up to you in terms of how you want to do it. Again, I like to kind of give a broad perspective in terms of some techniques and exercise. I'm not the type of person that says you have to do it absolutely this way in terms of some of the structure. Now, actual techniques that go involved in that, there obviously are certain ways you have to do it in order for it to be done correctly. In terms of one of the first things we're talking about is meditation. Meditation really is a powerful, powerful way to increase the energy, and that's something I'm going to spend a little time on and get you to understand how to meditate more easily, I guess, and better, and get more maximized effort out of your meditation practices. Probably everybody that's listening to this is doing some type of meditation. And one of the things, I mean, you could do many different types of meditation, and I'm going to cover a couple different things that I think are going to enhance what you do. First of all, almost everything that we're going to talk about in this entire instruction set is going to have to do with some type of meditative practice, because that's going to kind of be the way that we're going to get into and out of a lot of these situations. This is the way we're going to utilize a lot of what we're talking about is through meditation. I wrote a manual and a course several years ago called Mastery Through Meditation. Really, it was designed in order to teach people how to meditate, very simplistic way. But see, it's the simpler ways that work more so than the hard ways. And I found through my years of researching and looking at so many different methods, and I've come up with what I believe is something that works for me and works for other people. Don't always look for the complicated things, because a lot of times it's the simplistic things that work. And meditation is one of those things where some people can really complicate it. They can get into some crazy postures thinking that is going to be the secret. And I can tell you right now, it's not the secret. There are secrets, though, and we will talk a little bit about that. And as we're talking about meditation, what the key aspect to meditation is really the focus and the relaxation. Those are really the two areas, your focus and your concentration, and being able to utilize that in a responsible manner, in a sense that you'll be able to get yourself into a relaxed state. Almost everything that we do in terms of the abilities is going to have to be done in a relaxed state of mind. Now, when I talk about relaxation, I want to be clear what relaxation is and what relaxation isn't, because a lot of times what happens is some people think relaxation is just kind of relaxing, you know, sitting on your back porch and having a cup of iced tea or something like that. That's not relaxation. Getting the body fully relaxed is kind of like taking it and making it dead. That's really what relaxation is when we talk about it. So I think it's real important that you understand that, because, again, some people think, yeah, my body's relaxed. Oh, yeah, I did a meditation, my body's relaxed. Well, I used to think that too, until one of my instructors said, are you relaxed or are you really relaxed? Until he pointed out that the body almost had to be dead. And when I say dead, I mean almost in that dead weight situation. For instance, if you tried to pick somebody up when you're sleeping, you notice that there's that dead weight. Very, very more, it's more difficult to pick them up or when they're unconscious, you know, when they're in that dead weight state. Their body's totally limp and just totally out of it. Well, that's the way we want to get our body during the meditation process, which means we have to stay focused and we have to stay concentrated in that meditation. The vehicle is meditation, but from my standpoint, it doesn't really matter. I don't care what kind of vehicle of meditation that you use. If you want to do standing, you want to do lying down, you want to do sitting, you want to do sitting in a particular posture, you want to do it on standing on your head, you want to do it in a bathtub, you want to do it on your bed, you want to do it up in a tree. It doesn't really matter to me. What matters is that you understand what the objective is when you're meditating. And also, again, number one, get your body relaxed. There are some postures, especially some sitting postures, that people do for meditation purposes that are not comfortable for some people. And so that's why I always talk to people about doing a lying down meditation. To me, lying down meditation is the easiest meditation to do because you're in a relaxed state. We're used to lying down every day when we go to sleep. Again, probably the bad side to the lying down is some people will fall asleep at first. We're going to teach you some things in order to keep your mind active so that you can still get that total relaxation without having to nod off and go to sleep. But if you do in the beginning, that's the way it is. I mean, it's going to happen. Again, we're looking at this from a perspective of growth, not from a perspective that you're going to get every technique the first time you do it. So please, if you're looking at it from that standpoint, you're looking at it the wrong way. It's a process. It's going to take a while. Some of these techniques may take a long period of time in order for you to actually get them to work, but that's okay. You've got to be in this for the long term. I mean, you're creating a new body, a new internal body. You're creating a new mind almost. You got to take all of the skills and all the training that you've had up till now sometimes and put them on a shelf almost. You have to learn over. And that's part of the process of what we're doing here. We have to teach ourselves new skills. We have to teach our body new abilities. Actually, the abilities that we're teaching our body are really not new. They're just ones that we're reawakening because we've shut them off for so long. We've heard people say that you can't do this or you can't do that, and we shut them off. And what we want to do here is we want to make sure that our minds are open enough so that really the sky's the limit, that anything's a possibility. Anything that you can ever conceive is a possibility if you believe. And that includes anything. I mean, if you want to walk through a wall, I firmly believe you could walk through a wall if you believe it. You actually can. But do you believe it? Now, some of you that just heard me make that statement will say, absolutely not. That's baloney. But I'm here to tell you that anything's possible if your mind is strong enough. And with that concept, that's the way we want to go into this type of instruction is, when you believe it, you can achieve it. And it doesn't matter what it is, how far off the wall it is. I'm sure somebody has done it at some point. So when we look at the meditation process, it doesn't really matter to me what posture you're in. And we're going to give you some specific meditation exercises that will take you through the process, that will teach you to relax down, that will teach your body to get to a state where it's relaxing. Again, it's a process. The first time you do it, you may not be totally relaxed. What are some of the biggest hang-ups in getting relaxed, in terms of getting that body totally relaxed down? The biggest thing is outside influences. And what I mean by that is outside body influences. That's the biggest thing. I mean, you can be in a room that's totally separated from all other rooms, and what'll oftentimes happen is you'll get to a situation where you'll start to get the body relaxed down, and you'll start to twitch. You'll start to itch. You'll start to have thoughts that go off. So obviously, from my perspective at least, because this was some of the challenges that I ran into, is that I had to learn techniques that would keep my mind still. We've all heard that, stillness training. And then also, we had to have techniques in order to keep the physical body. Because a lot of times, to get your body totally relaxed down, the body is going to resist it. Because when you get your body totally relaxed down to the point where you can do some amazing things, you will be able to do some amazing things. And thus, that's where the crux of the problem is. Your body really doesn't want to let go. And when your body lets go, now your mind and your spirit and your subconscious can start to work a lot stronger than they were when they were actually tied into that body system. And so we have to use some methods in order to get that body relaxed down. Now, let's talk about, I consider there's two different types of meditation practices. There's your increasing energy practices, and then there's your other practices, which are primarily for relaxing. Okay, so for instance, a standing Qigong meditation or Qi power meditation would be designed to increase the energy. It's going to increase the energy in your body. It's going to increase the energy in your organs. It's going to cause the flow patterns in your body to increase, make your Qi a lot stronger. Whereas relaxation meditation, which we just talked about, lying down meditation, sitting meditation, things of that nature, being up in a tree meditation, those are all relaxation techniques. Not to say that you can't build energy during those techniques, but primarily that is the type of technique that it is. Now, I do a standing meditation during my Qi power training. You can do a standing meditation as well. That's a building up training. I'm not going to go into great detail on that because we have tons of information on that with our Qi power training. But very simply, if you want to get into a standing meditation practice, it's pretty simple. It's just a matter of standing and relaxing the body down, holding your hands in a position that are comfortable, and just feeling the energy in your body flow. I mean, you can get more detail with it, and like I said, we do in our Qi power training. But for those that want to start doing it, just start standing for about 5 minutes a day. You can stand in any posture you want. Give me a call if you have questions on how to do that. I mean, there's some people that I work with that will stand for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour a day in a standing meditation. And there's certain specific reasons that they do that. But again, it is a meditation practice. Now, let's go into more of regular meditation in terms of the lying down, because that's what we're going to concentrate on more here, because again, we're looking on gaining specific attributes, and that's going to come more from the relaxation of the mind, the body, and the spirit. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about getting the body relaxed.